Hello, political learners. Welcome to my final episode of the Weekly Pulse Show. My name is Tobias Sika. I'm a fourth-year Bishop's graduating student doing a double major in political science and German as a foreign language, and I will be your host for this show. This week, I have the great privilege of interviewing Claude Charron, a Sherbrooke City Councillor and the Chair of the Borough of Lennoxville, on the role he plays within his borough, the significance Lennoxville and its elements have on the local community, and other salient municipal topics. Claude Charron is a Sherbrooke City Councillor and the Chair of the Borough of Lennoxville, both municipal roles he began in 2013. Yet his contribution to municipal life started long before. Since 1997, Mr. Charron has been involved in multiple municipal committees and projects. Most noticeably, he has supported over 100 citizens' cases and developed the Neighborhood Watch program. Mr. Charron sits on various Sherbrooke councils and has participated to all budgets of the Ville de Sherbrooke. He is furthermore on the board of directors of the Mont-Mégantic Astrolab and is the governing board chair of the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center, or LVTC. Claude is a recipient of the Citizenship and Volunteer Work 2012 Award from the Lennoxville Outstanding Achievement Awards. Councillor Charron, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you and to answer your questions.
So my first question for you, Mr. Charron, what is your role within Sherbrooke's City Council?
Well, that's a wide question because we do many things. Really, the council job is you're sitting on the board of directors and you make financial decisions and rules and regulation decisions at the table. So that's basically your role. But I mean, there's so many other things that we do that citizens don't see. We're a member of the CCU, Comité Consultatif d'Urbanisme. So it's the Urbanism Council that makes decisions about urbanism situations or questions, I should say. And then you get the city one, and then we get the borough one, because at the borough we have specific regulations too. So we have to adapt that and then send it to council in Sherbrooke. So it's really wide. We participate also in commissions. We have commissions at the city, you know, and the Commission d'Aménagement du Territoire. So it's the territory management that we make also decisions there. So it's very specific needs adapted to the situations that we're doing. And if we go wider, I'm a member of the board member of the Astrolab from Mont-Mégantic. And why? It's because Sherbrooke is involved with them for the protection of the night sky. So if all the lights you see on the street, which are yellow, okay, and that's because we're protecting the night sky. So that's all been adapted, and all this area right to Lac Mégantic and all that area, those MRCs out there, that's one of the applications that we do. We're trying to protect the night sky for astronomy purposes, and there are other purposes too, but that's one of the things. And another subject, I'm part of also the VFCM, Federation of Canadian Municipalities, and that's a lobbying group for the federal government. So I work on that. And then the other tasks I have, what you call the SSQ, we all have all kinds of acronyms. Eh? So the SSQ is the Sherbrooke Service aux Citoyens, so Service to the Citizens. So it's actually a study group to be able to improve our system in Sherbrooke. I'm also a member of Valoris, which is our waste management. And that's in Bury, our neighbors here. And it's a collaboration with the MRC, the next MRC, La MRC au Saint-François, which is our neighbor. And we both have that organization, and we serve both MRCs for waste management. So, but these are very complex projects. So it requires a lot of time, and that's where we that's where that's a, I went all around, I guess, the things we do there. So I could add also that we do a lot of volunteer. Well, let's say I do. The options of doing volunteer is always an option, but you end up always doing volunteer work because you care about your community. So I'd also do volunteer work. So, for example, at Bishop's, I'm on the ethic board review for the psychology test that they do. That there's an ethic board, and I'm sitting on that to help them to give a point of view, a citizen point of view at the table. So I'm on the board of the vocational training center, and that's at the Alexander Galt here, not far, and also we help make decisions there. I'm also on the Wales Home Foundation, which is for elders. So in other words, we manage the money for that organization. And I'm also a member of the Army Navy Air Force on St. Francis here. And again, there, that's for volunteers, for veterans. Okay, so we do work there. For example, once a month we have a brunch. And I serve in the kitchen, I work in the kitchen and help these guys. So that this is all volunteer work that we do. And I also am part of the Lennoxville Community AIDS, Meals on Wheels. So once in a while, and part-time, they call me, can I do it or not? I look at my schedule and I go and help them when I can. So they call me and I deliver Meals on Wheels, for example. So the opportunities for volunteer work is like really wide. Once you're sitting in that position, you get exposed to all these services and you can see their needs. So you try to oblige a bit. And anyways, it's one of my problems maybe because I do participate.
And what would you say makes Lennoxville special compared to Sherbrooke's other boroughs?
Well, for me, when I moved here probably 37 years ago, I moved to Lennoxville because I had 6 kids and I wanted them to be bilingual. So that's the first reasons why I moved here, because you had a bilingual area. And I said, well, my kids are going to be exposed to the Anglophone language, and it works. All my kids are bilingual. And because you don't really know that, that's cool, the language. You can, but it's a little harder, I find. But so obviously the language, the bilingualism status, and what's particular about Lennoxville is also the fact that it's a school area. You know, you got Bishop's University, Champlain, you got BCS, you got vocational training, you got Alexander Galt, you got LES, and quite a few school, LES and St. Antoine School. So there's quite a few schools around. So that may really colors the borough, because we're not big, eh? There's only 5,600 citizens living here. So it's not a big borough compared to Sherbrooke. I mean, we're only 4% of the population of Sherbrooke. So it's really small, really, if you look at it that way. So we've got 7 churches in Lennoxville. And like I said, for a small borough, that's a lot of churches. So a lot of different religions are involved here. And of course, we get the 3,000 students that come and live here. You know, a lot of students from Bishop's University live in Lennoxville. You know, you compare that to Sherbrooke University, where they're scattered all over town, the city. And so that's really different. So we get the students that come back every year. It's like the geese, eh? They fly out and they fly back. It's just a comparison there.
And speaking about Bishop's University and these students, how does the presence of Bishop's University affect Lennoxville and the community?
Well, I think the first thing we look at is the economic value of students coming in town. Of course, we rent a lot, and we, of course, sales come out of our businesses in town. So I think that's appreciated. And you look wider, you look at Bishop's, but Champlain also contributes to that. But the other side of the story is that what we get, the gain that Lennoxville has from having Bishop's here is the volunteers that we get for them. So we had Santa Claus visit this weekend, and we had 20 volunteers from Bishop's, from Champlain, from BCS, and it's really, really part of our community. It's nice that we get these volunteers, and they really help a lot. So if it weren't for that, I mean, we'd be struggling for volunteers because our publishing is growing old and all our volunteers sort of dwindling. But that's a big help, really. It's a big contribution. We can't ignore that. Really, really appreciate it.
You are hearing the Weekly Paul Show with Tobias Sika. And this week, I'm interviewing Claude Charron, a Sherbrooke City Councillor and the Chair of the Borough of Lennoxville, on the role he plays within his borough, the significance Lennoxville and its elements have on the local community, and other salient municipal topics. Mr. Charron, what are the main challenges Lennoxville faces, and what can be done to address these challenges?
Well, there is all kinds of challenges, of course. Lately, we had quite a few homeless people that are sticking around, and we're trying to fix that. But that's a city problem. But it's the first time since COVID, really, actually, COVID created that situation where you had a lot of homeless people, and then some of them lived in Lennoxville. And I've been getting a lot of citizens that come to me about that situation, and we're trying to correct that. So that's a city problem, but it's overflowing in Lancaster and probably all the other areas too. It's spread out. And being on the FCM, the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, that's all over Canada. That we hear that. That's a common problem with all the cities and small towns too. But if we come to Lennoxville specifically, I think the first challenge that we have is the keeping our bilingualism. I don't know, you've heard about the provincial government there that just passed Bill 96. Okay, and that really doesn't help us. It's really every 5 years we have to renew our bilingual status. You know, when StatsCan come around and give us our percentage, if we're under 50%, it's automatically that we lose it if we don't request to keep it. So that's something that we always have to keep in mind and work with that. And that's what my concern is, that in the long run, it'll be a risk. So that's my concern. So that's why I'm trying to stay involved in this matter, and if something moves, you got to be able to put your 5 cents in, so to be able to try to influence. The other risk that we might have is the fact that we're in a big city, and like I mentioned, we're only 4% of the population. So if you look at all the benefits Lennoxville has, and that makes other boroughs jealous, really, because we're very successful with our events and all the activities we have for the small population that we have. So it's always a bit of a challenge at council to keep our benefits, because our benefits that we have compared to the other boroughs are really, really remarkable, actually. People don't realize that, but that's a fact, you know. So that's something that we have to be aware of, is keep our benefits, and we always have to work at it because they're constantly challenging us at the table.
And you've mentioned several times this Federation of Canadian Municipalities, which you are a member of. If you had one message to address to the federal government, what would it be and why?
Well, first of all, I think it's worthwhile explaining jurisdictions, because a lot of citizens don't understand that, and it's very facile à comprendre. It's very easy to understand. It's because it's such a complex issue. You know, the federal government, provincial government, and municipal government. So they're all different jurisdictions. So we're responsible for something, and the provincial is responsible for something else, and the federal is responsible for other things. So when we address questions or are concerned to the federal government, we have to make sure that it addresses their jurisdiction. So one of the main causes that we're working for is homelessness. So that's one of the things that we're addressing the federal government, so that they can give us funds, so it can, because at the municipal level, that's where it's going. That's where it's at. Okay, because this is where we see them, at the provincial and federal, you know, they're still a little further from that, but they are responsible for it. So the relationship between Ottawa in Quebec is very important because Ottawa transfers money to provincial and the provincial transfers to the municipal. And that's in a Quebec case because there are other provinces, it's not that. So it's really complex for us to address questions or concerns to the federal government because we always have to deal with the provincial between us. But that's what we're pushing on, is trying to facilitate that that transfer of money. But homelessness, which is tied to low-income housing, so those are go together. And then when you create low-income housing, then you get your infrastructures that start to suffer because we're building, and then we still need to bring water, and we still bring sewers, and we still need to clean the streets. So every time we grow, well, we're creating more more expenses too. So and you know, when you talk about homelessness, it's very complex because you're talking about mental health also. Very much involved into homelessness. So, and I can't go without telling a success story, and that's what I bring at the table at the FCM, is that we do have a success story in Lennoxville, and it's called Mon Chac, which is up on College Street there. And José Parrin, she's the director there. And a couple of years ago, there was a fast-track housing program, and it was meant for low-income. And José Parrin, she stepped on the gas. And the example I give here is that she pushed the project. Okay, if, for example, she would have applied for a grant from the municipal to be able to work at a provincial and a federal, I mean, it would have taken years to do the project. But what she did is she sat everybody at the same table. Okay, we have to do this project. Okay, and she really pushed and really took care of every player into this project to push them and make sure that we achieve this. So she had a second building built right beside the one she has. And I think that's the secret to homelessness. I think one of them anyways, one of the success stories, like I said, is the fact that her business, her core business is to help mental health. And of course, people there stay there, and there's a policy. They can only stay 2 years there. So then they have to move outside. So by building this second low-income housing right beside it, well, the services are real close to people who need mental health services. So I think she, like I said, this is a success story, but it's only because she pushed really hard. You know, when this project was going on, I had phone calls and this and that from Madame Parrin, and she really pushed, and we have to take care of this. Look, it's blocking here. How come? And so I had to go here and really, really play all around with the different services and make sure that they did their job here. And, of course, because everything's big now. You know, Sherbrooke is big, so it takes time. So she pushed a lot to get this project going. And like I said, I addressed this at the FCM. I said, look, we have a success stories here, and this is how it was done. But again, there, it's not normal that a corporate entity like that pushes so hard for a project. I mean, we should be facilitators in that. And that's what I'm trying to get, is the cooperation between the federal, let's say the Ottawa and Quebec, is not an easy relationship. So transferring money takes forever, but this project proved wrong for that, at least. But like I said, this is a perfect example, and I think that should be promoted more, and that's what I'm doing with that one.
You are hearing the Weekly Paul Show with Tobias Sika. And this week, I'm interviewing Claude Charron, a Sherbrooke City Councillor and the Chair of the Borough of Lennoxville, on the role he plays within his borough, the significance Lennoxville and its elements have on the local community, and other salient municipal topics. And for my last question, Mr. Charron, what is your vision for Lennoxville and its future?
Well, thank you for that question, because it's a really good one, and I think that's why I'm doing this job today. It's not for salary, I'm telling you. So we're presently working, one of the projects we're working on, which has a real impact on our future, is protecting our woodland between Lennoxville and Ascot. That's a big area, and it's subject to be built. And I know, I've been asked by citizens to work on this. So we're trying to work on protecting those grounds. In other words, we want to stop the construction in area and just to keep that wooded area. So we're working in collaboration with NCE, which is Nature Canton de l'Est, okay, which is, they're located in our office here, and we have a collaboration with them, and they're trying to get this woodland protected. So in other words, we have a lot of owners in there. I think there's around 200 owners of all those, that area. So they have to work with individual owners to try, ask them if they want to protect their grounds, if they want to make it sure that it's in, protected in long term, and all this thing. So, and you know, it might result in donations to the city. Not the city, to Nature Canton de l'Est, which is a non-profit organization for the environment. So I think that's a big project I'm working on, and it's really long term, and it's for future generations. It's like being in New York with Central Park, you know, that it's a really nice wooded area, right, located near everybody, so that can take advantage of it, because presently it's all private land, it's not city, so we're not allowed to use it really. So that's one of the projects. The second project I'm working on is Square Queen. A lot of people know about Square Queen, but we're renting those grounds, and one of these days eventually the owner of that might want to build, and I don't blame him, and that's why you invest. So I'm trying to make sure that Square Queen will become permanent. And again, there, that's because that's a request I got from citizens. I said they really like that, and we have a lot of activities going on there, so it's something that we're trying to make it permanent. And so in the long, again, there, for the future generations, that's perfect if we have a permanent location like that. The other things I'm not necessarily working at, but I have a vision for, is the fact that I think Lennoxville, when you talk about growth, I mean, I let it be in London, Sherbrooke, I think we're a small community, and there's a big advantages to being a small community. So I'm not encouraging growth. I mean, there's some at a certain level as a control, but I think the size of our I used to call it town, but that's a borough, but the size of our borough, I think it's a nice size, and we achieve a lot of things being this size because of the size. The same thing, we could use Bishops as a comparison. You have a small university, and the dynamic is not the same in a small university as a big one. So maybe you could use that as a comparison. The other thing we do a lot, and this is sort of permanent, and I want to make sure it continues too, is that we support our nonprofit organizations. We have so many in Lennoxville, and we do support them. So and we had a few fights with that. You look at mental health S3, again, there we're going to talk about jurisdictions, but mental health S3 is supposed to be provincial because it's health. So it's not municipal. But then they get so much money, and they're sort of in a bind, financial bind, because they only have so much money. So the borough can help them by renting, give them free rental on halls. I mean, it still profits the population. So it's little things like that where we can support our local organization and give them some benefits like this, even if though they're out of our jurisdiction. One thing I'm looking at presently is a Lennoxville library, which is very active. I mean, they really, really render a lot of services to our citizens and outside too. There's a lot, it's growing actually. But you look at the size of the library, it's very small. So that's something I'm working at, and see if we can respond to this space challenge. And again, there, it's a long-term thing where we, because if it's growing, I mean, you need to help them out. If I want to mention other organizations that we try to help, the Women's Center, the Lennoxville Scouts, And Monchak, again, there we're helping them too, with trying to give them services, municipal services to render to them, and quite a few other organizations.
Thank you very much, Councillor Charron, for being part of this interview. Would you like to add anything else?
Okay, well, there's maybe another thing that would be worthwhile mentioning is the fact that we have a budget participatif, so that's an inclusive budget that's open to the not the population, but organization in our borough. So if anybody out there has ideas for projects, we have $6,000 available this time around. It could be, for example, CJMQ that want to make this project that benefits the population of Lennoxville. You know, you could apply for this budget and get some money and get it rolling. So, but it has to be addressed to an organization. So any citizens could have a project, but they have to address it to the a non-profit organizations in our town, and to be able to apply for this project and get $6,000 for it. The last project we did was given to the our market here at Square Queen. They applied for it and got some. The Library of Lennoxville got some, so any other organizations can apply for this. You just go on our website on Ville de Sherbrooke, Lennoxville there, and you'll see our participatory budget is available there, and you can apply for it. So I think that'd be interesting to give out to the public and make sure that people know about this.
This is it, folks. I hope you appreciated my last weekly political podcast. My weekly poll show was part of an internship I had with Bishop's University's Political Science Department and CJMQ's radio station in Lennoxville. This internship, called the Nicolas Bachand Internship, to honor a former bishop's alumnus who departed 2 years after graduating in political science, gave me an incredible opportunity to interview high-profile figures, including many of the top professors in political science at Bishop's and high-ranking officials. I thus wish to deeply thank my political science department, CJMQ, and the Bachand Foundation. If you have any questions or would like to submit comments regarding my radio show, write to me at tsica20@ubishops.ca. That is tsica20@ubishops.ca.